All right, so we're at Pei Hei Amid Beis at the bottom. We're going through the whole Nusach of the Get. The Gemara just brought from a Takana of Rava, or some Gersos have Rabba, that he was misaking a whole Lashon of the Get. The Gemara pointed out that we're not bringing the entire Lashon of the Get, but parts of what Rabba was misaking. So by the two dots, the second to last line, the Gemara picks up, Miyoma Dinan. So this Nusach included the words Miyoma Dinan. You're saying that she's divorced from this day, and then the Nusach continues and forward. So what's the relevant significance of saying Miyama Dinan? Says the Gemara, this Yama Dinan is Lafuke Mderbiyasi. The Amr is Manashal Shtar Melchiyach Alav. So the point of saying from this day forward is that you are making it clear the time of the get. And this is a common Lafuke Meshita Serbiyosi, that according to Rabbiyosi, we don't really care about the Zman. Shita Serbiyosi is Manashal Shtar is Melchiyach Alav. And it's not going to be a get La'achar Misa. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yossi, you never have to say, once you have the Zman, it's not that we don't care about the Zman, but once you have the Zman in the get, we don't need to clarify that the get is being chal now. Yeah. And Rashi, we're supposed to be talking about a get of a Shchiv Mira. So Shchiv Mira, we're nervous about a get la'achar Misa. Get la'achar Misa is not chal. Mm-hmm. So the Gemara is pointing out here that we're making it clear that the get is being chal from now and not after I die. Whereas according to Rabbi Yossi, you don't have to say that Lashon. As long as you have the Shtar, as long as you have the Zman in the Shtar, that clarifies when the get is chal. Now Rashi points out that you might think that this is a riot that we don't pass like Rabbi Yossi. Right? It sounds like we don't pass like Rabbi Yossi because we're lafuke Rabbi Yossi. So what does Rashi say? It's not really the pshat. It's not that we don't pass like Rabbi Yossi. Dafka says Rashi, we do pass like Rabbi Yossi, but we don't want to have a get that's only kosher according to some days. That's what Rashi says, lafuke nafshin mipluksa. We want to get out of a machlokes. This get should be yetze adover. The heter should be totally mutter according to all the shitas. There shouldn't be any psul in the get. Okay? And therefore, even according to Rabbi Yossi, as long as you write the Zman, there's no necessity to write from this day forward. But nonetheless, we do that. While you're walking in, do you mind getting the AC?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Okay, so that's the importance of Yom HaDinan. Continues the Gemara. Ula Olam. So what I have to say from here on, from this day and forever. Obviously, it's forever. Gemara says, not so pasha, lafuke mi deboy minei, rav amir Nachman. This is coming to Lafuke, the case that Rava asked from Rav Nachman, the Amar Hayom, Yadishti, Lamachrat Ishti. Right? A very interesting case. We had a few daf ago. Rava asked Rav Nachman, what would be the din if a guy divorces his wife and he tells her, today you're not going to be my wife, today you're divorced, but tomorrow you're going to be married again. The Gemara had a tzad over there, it would work. Especially in Shittas Rabbi Lezer would work. That was the tzad of the Gemara. The Gemara came out, Lamaisa, like Rashi brings here, the Gemara actually came out that, not like that, but again, that in other words, that even the fee, even according to Rava's question, the teretz was that the get would be totally chal and she wouldn't be married to him tomorrow. But nonetheless, again, we don't want to get involved in any machlokes, so we said not to write any lashonos that would be unclear. Make it very clear the get is chal from today before the guy dies and forever. Good. Okay, the end of the Mishnah told us gufoy shall get shechur. That the main body of the get shechor is hareat bas chorin. We have some gersos of ben chorin hareat laatzmich. So comes on the Gemara asking Rav Yehuda bishtar zvini da'avdi. Right up until now, the Mishnah is talking about the get shechor, the shtar shechor of an eved. But along those lines, Rav Yehuda, I guess the Indian is now talking about the shtar zvini, not when you're being meshachar the eved, but when you sell the eved to somebody else. So what's the nusach of that shtar? So the shtar, the nusach should be like this. Avda dinan, this eved, mutztok la'avdo. He is clearly given over as an eved. In other words, there's no question about his status of an eved. It's mutztok, Rashi says, it's very clear, it's pasuk, that he's given over as an eved. Upatir va'atir min charure, and he is completely patir, he's separated, says Rashi, and he's removed. The lashon atir, Rashi brings from the Targum, is lashon of being removed. Min charure, he's removed from any type of cheres, of freedom. In other words, he's definitely a slave. Umin aluli, and from any types of aluli, any type of claim that someone else would have against this eved, umin arure malka o malchusa, and from any claim that the king might have. So we're making sure that nobody else is claiming that, oh, they own this eved, and there's no, Rashi says the melech of the malka means that we don't have, he didn't do any criminal act against the melech, which would make him chayiv misa, that would be muchtav l'malchus, in which case would be mekach tos. So you're making it clear in the shtar, this eved is, he is a a rightful eved to this new owner, and there's no problems with him, and he wasn't given over to the malchus. He's not chayiv misa. Everything is kosher. The rashum de inish lo is alohi, and there is no. So Rashi learns rashum means there's no sign. In other words, they used to wear like a dog tag, right? The eved would have an eved tag that he belongs to a certain person. So there's no. This eved is not rashum under anyone else's name. He's not wearing the tag. It doesn't belong to someone else. Rashi Taisa brings a girsa that rashum instead of roshem it should be rashu, which means there's no rishus. No one else has any rishus, has any authority over this eved. The point is, he doesn't belong to anyone else. Umenuku mikol mum, and he's clean of any blemish. What do we mean by mum? So Rashi says, what does mum mean? Michael? What mum are we speaking about here? What? Not that he's stolen, but that he is not an armed robber, right? If this Evid would be a bandit, right? So we don't want that guy. So I wouldn't want him as an Evid. So he's Menuk Mekolam, though he's not a list of Mezuyan, he's not some type of criminal. And he also is Menuk Umin Shchin, the Nafik Ad Tatzar, Chadis V'Atik. He's also clean from any, this is what we normally think about as a mum, he's clean from any type of boils, he has no diseases on his face or on the rest of his body. And not only does he not have it, but and anything that would come out, ad tatzar, which Rashi says a funny word, what does that mean? The word tatzar means, it's a Lashon Parsi, which means 2 years. So, we're making it clear in the shtar, where the guy who's selling the shtar is saying, this Eved, not only does he not have shchin right now, he doesn't have any boils, but he's not going to have any shchin for the next 2 years. Whether they're chadis or otek, whether it's new or old. And Rashi explains that the shchin, the way it would work is sometimes it would go away and it would come back within 2 years. So if you sell him an eved and all of a sudden a boil pops up 8 months later, so the moruch will be like, oh, that's your problem. It happened under your watch. So but since we don't want it to happen, because really it could be from before, so we make it clear, you have to sign that this guy's not going to have boils for the next 2 years, because it could be really had it by you and now you're trying to cover it up. Okay, Rashi also asked, the Kashatos also deals with it, that the Gemara tells us in Ksubis that we don't really care about mumin by an eved. It's like, what's the whole issue over here? Rav is saying you have to write in the get very clearly that he has no mumin. The Gemara says explicitly, as opposed to by an isha, where mumin is a big problem when you marry a woman, she had mumin, she didn't tell you that's a problem, it could be mekachtos. When it comes to the eved, who cares? Anyway, he's an eved. Who cares if he has a mumin? So Rashi says that's generally speaking. But here, if we're talking about the case where the guy made it tonight, I don't want to have any mumin, so then Utakabi Mekhtos. You don't want an Ever with a Mum. It's not good for your status. You don't want to be that guy in the street with an Ever with a Mum, right? You want to be from the Khosha people a little bit. Whatever it is. So generally speaking, people don't care about the Mum. But here the guy cares about it, so in the Shtar he's writing that there's not going to be any Mum, it's not going to show up in the next 2 years, whether it looks like a new stuff or old stuff. Okay. So that was the get that Rava was masaking for a mechir of an eved. Now the Gemara tangentially asks, okay, maya sute, what's the remedy for these type of boils? So Amar Abaye, ginbara umartecha dekavrisa. You take ginbara, which sounds like a little bit like ginger, and that's what it is, ginger. Rashi brings the zangavel, it's the halakha zangavel. Zangavel comes up a lot in, it comes up a lot in Yisra Heter. Because zangavel, this ginger, was something used to buy from the goyim, and then it's also davar harif. So it comes up, it's a big spice in halacha, the zangavil. But anyway, you would take this ginger, umartecha, and you would take the leftover, the junk part of kesef, when they would mine it from the ground, when they took silver from the ground, they would have like the remains. So you would take that, vikavrisa, what Rashi says is sulfur, gofris, vichala, dechama, and you would take the vinegar of wine, that was wine that turned vinegar, umishcha, dezesa, and olive oil, vinatpik chivra, and white natpik, and he would smear it onto the feather of a hus and apply it. That would be the applicant. Okay. Don't try this at home.
Right from the shtar, that the whole point is that there's no chashash for sheep. How do we direct the cures here?
That's what I said, tangential, as I pointed out. Tangential, the Gemara is just saying, okay, now you're talking about these boils, so let's discuss. I think there's a pshat some achronim learned from some sefer, maybe. Why he explains what the sheikhas is here in the Gemara. But the Pashup Shad is the Gemara is just saying, Derech Agav, you know, we mentioned this disease, so we want to know how to cure it. Yeah. Zok the Mishnah. Okay, here comes the Mishnah. one of the most central Mishnayos for Olam Maseches Gittin. Ironically, and this happens a lot in Torah, that what most yeshivas spend most of the year on Daf Beis, Gimel, Dalet, they are very often, from probably most of the time, dealing with a Mishnah on Daf Pei Vav, right? So all the sugyas on Daf Beis, Gimel, Dalet are totally on a Mishnah. It only comes up at the very end of the Masechta. This Mishnah over here, one of the central themes of the whole Masechta, maybe the most fundamental, perhaps, Machlekes of Olam Maseches Rav Meir Belazar, about Eid Masira Karas, Eid Chasim Karas, so a lot of it is stemming from here. Okay, it says the Mishnah, Shleisha Gittin Psulim. There are three Gittin which are Psulim. The Nisis have Lad Kasha. But if the woman got married and she has children with a new husband based on this get, the Vlad will be kosher and will not be a mamzer. As a general rule, I'm seeing actually in the halacha, I told you I'm doing a little bit of halacha now, in the Gittin. So psulin, I think actually in general has the connotation that it's only pasul midrabbanan. So when they talk about a get that's batel, that implies that it's totally nothing. And it's even deraisa. Psulin is, I think, even the poskim use the lashon of that it's kosher midrabbanan. So here, that's what Mishnah is doing here. It's Gittin psulin. The nisa vlad is kosher. Okay, so what are the three cases? How do you read the next two words?
How would you say it's possible?
Ain't a but. It's bottle.
Oh, bottle. Okay.
Bottle. Yeah. Sav. How do you read the next two words?
Sav yado.
What?
Sav. Iksav.
Good. You fell into the trap. Anyone else?
Zach. Big kasav yado. That in a case where his hand wrote.
Right. It's the iksav of the bottle.
Kasav. Biksav yodo. The first one is a verb. The second one is the noun.
Oh,
okay. Right? Kosav, he wrote
in his
writing. Biksav yodo. Okay? So that was the truth is, I guess you could maybe push that you could read also ksav. The ksav was with the ksav yodo. But I think Pasha Prat is kosav ksav yodo. So as he wrote the get with his own ksav yad. No, so the Baal's handwriting is there. It's not printed, right? Not written by someone else. The ain elevate. The case number one is that it's his handwriting on the gittin, which is noticeable and is recognizable, but there are no edim. Second case is yesha of edim, the ain bozman. There are edim on the get, but there is no zman. Third case is yesh bozman, the ain bo el ed echad. Third case is there is a zman, but there is only one aid. Okay, we're going to see later. I think Mara is going to discuss at length exactly the details of some of the cases, but we're saying it simply for now. Okay, so three cases are. The first case, just the ksav yad of the husband without any edim. Second case is, there are edim, but there's no zman. And the third case is, there is a zman, but we only have one ed. So the mission now continues, harei elo shol shegitim psulim. The obvious question over here is, with this line, harei elo shol shegitim psulim. We just said that. We started off the mission, shlo shegitim psulim. Now we're chazering again, harei elo shol shegitim psulim. The Gemara will pick up on this and explain the zechidish of this line. Okay, and again, the din is ibnisa of lad kosher, like we said at the beginning of the Mishnah, they're puzzled, but ibnisa of lad kosher. Rabbi Eliezer, actually, it's really Rabbi Elazar. It's interesting, you notice even the Rishonim also seem to go a different place in the Sefta calling him Rabbi Elazar. I was trying to figure out why they did that. Now maybe it comes from here, because here, it's a Shaila of the Gear, so it looks like. But I think the more accepted thing is that it's Rashid is Rabbi Elazar. Okay, we always like to mention, based on Rashi and Daf Lamed Aleph, right? Rabbi Elazar, we have Rabbi Elazar the Tana and Rabbi Elazar the Amoira. Rabbi Elazar the Amoira was the Talmud Chaver of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Elazar and that's Rabbi Elazar ben Pedas, and then Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua was the Rabbi Elazar of the Tanaim, even though we have a lot of other Rabbi Elazar's Tanaim also, like Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, and Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon. And we've had other Rebbe Elazar, many other Rebbe Elazar. But the Stam Rebbe Elazar is Rebbe Elazar ben Shemua, and he's the Tana here. Okay, Afal Pisha'ena, he says, Afal Pisha'ena Olav Edim, El Shinasin Lav Bifne Edim, even though there are no Edim on the Shtar, in other words, there are no Edim that are signed on the get, but it was given over to the woman in front of Edim, Kasher, the Shtar is going to be Kasher. The Goyve Minachasim Mishabadim, and you can even be Goyve Minachasim Mishabadim. That sounds strange. Minachasim Mishabadim, we're talking about a get. What's the nechasim mishabatim? Okay, this is the Gemara at the beginning of the Masechta. Handles this question. Is this referring to the ksuba? Or is it even referring to shar shtaros? And then we know shitas of Elazar, the Eidim Masira Karasi, also applies to shar shtaros. Okay, we're going to see the Gemara here is going to talk about it as well. We're going to talk about shitas of Elazar for shar shtaros. But that's stam adiyak in the Mishnah. Right? What do you mean nechasim mishabatim? We're talking about a get. Okay, but the get is totally kosher according to Elazar. You could use it even to collect. She'ena edim chesvina. Again, elevenei tikkun olam. Because edim only sign of the get. The whole reason we need edi chasima is only for tikkun olam. It's a din derabanan. What's a tikkun olam? Something also we had earlier in the Masechta, but tikkun olam is that we're afraid. Rashi says that the edim might die. The Gemara earlier brings two. Svaridu, they're going to die. They're going to be with the sayam. And therefore, we have edim that are signed in the shtar as well. Okay, so I was saying over to Michael's Geshmak, one of the guys asked me, Rabbi Lazar, is Rabbi Lazar here arguing on Rabbi Meir, or is he just adding on to Rabbi Meir? I shouldn't say Rabbi Meir, let me be more precise. Is Rabbi Lazar arguing on the Tanakhama, or is he adding? In other words, Rabbi Lazar's Shita is Af Al Pish, Eid Al Eidim. So is he saying, well, it has nothing to do with the Eidim, and it's Eidi Chasima, and it's all about the Eidi Mesira, or is he saying, well, you don't need, even though you don't have those Eidim, Eidi Chasima, you could use Eidi Mesira. In other words, I agree to you that Eidi Chasima work, but I'm giving you a different option. So he said he was having this machlekes with his Charus. I said, this is one of the most fundamental machlekes in all of Maseches Gittin, right? This is the machlekes Rif and Tosfos, that's boiling it down, it's really the Rif and the Ramban and the Ran against Tosfos and other Rishonim, about whether or not Shitas or Belazar is Af Eidi Mesira Karsa or Rak Eidi Mesira Karsa. Okay, so again, anyone who's in the first parak will be very familiar with this, but it's coming out. It's just nice to read a Pashup Shad, read a mission objectively, right? Like, what's Pashad and Rabbi Lazar? So, Af Alpi does have the connotation a little bit that he's adding on. And that's really one of the rayas to Shita Sarif, that Rabbi Lazar is agreeing to Rabbi Meir, just giving an alternative. They could also do Eidim Asirikars. Okay, again, I keep saying Rabbi Meir because he's the one that argues Rabbi Lazar, even though the mission didn't mention here Rabbi Meir. We're going to see it in the Gemara. Whether or not the Tanakhama here is Rabbi Meir. Okay, says the Gemara. Vesuleka. Says the Gemara. You only found three Gittim which are possible with the Rabbanan. There's no other cases. Ve'ayiko get Yashar. What about get Yashar? We just had a few daf ago. That fine test. According to Basil, it's a problem. And it's a possible get. So the Gemara says, no. Hasam lo teitze. Hacha teitze. So says the Gemara. It's interesting because the Gemara is going to go the opposite way in a minute, but Gemara is now saying that Mishnah, Anayin Tes, is more lenient than our Mishnah. So over there, it's true that it's possible, but there the din is, you don't even, if she got married with it, lo teitze, she doesn't have to get divorced from the second husband. Ma'ashekin over here, she has to get it. She has to be teitze from the second husband. Our Mishnah says clearly the Vlad's not mamzer. So if she didn't get divorced from the second husband, she had children, the kids won't be a mamzer. But she has to get divorced. If she got married with this get, we'll make her get divorced. So that's why our Mishnah was talking about a higher level of psul. That level, that din of get yashin, was a lower level of psul. So that goes well. If either we're going to see a machlekes about this. In our Mishnah, does the woman have to get divorced or not? Again, our Mishnah only speaks about mamzer. It doesn't talk about whether or not the woman has to get divorced from the second husband if she used this get. So it says the Gemara, there's a machlekes about it. So Lefi the Malner that says that she doesn't have to get divorced, we have a problem. If our Mishnah holds that she has to get divorced, then that's the chilek. Get Yashan, you don't have to get divorced, this thing you do. Our case is the three gittim still you do. But if you go like the Amanda Omar that says that even by our Mishnah, you don't have to get divorced, so it's the same thing as the Mishnah by the Get Yashan. So the Gemara says, Hasam, no, there it's even more kal. Not only does she not have to get divorced? Hasam tinasi lechatchila, hacha diyeved. Over there, by the get yashin, not only does she not have to get divorced, she actually lechatchila could use the get to get remarried to the other guy. So then, let's ask the klutz kasha. If you could use the get lechatchila, so then what does it mean that it's possible? What's the answer? There is it. You can't divorce a woman with the get lechatchila. In other words, a husband is not allowed to give this get to his wife. It's a get possible. If it already happened, she already has the get, so now lechatchila she can get married with the get. She doesn't have to give it back and get another get. So that's why it's not mentioned. That Mishnah Ayin Tes is more kal that you can get married even lechatchila with the get. Mashenk, in our Mishnah, it's true if she already got married, we won't make her get divorced. But lechatchila we will not allow her to get married with this get. Okay, now Evan pointed out, it's a good ha'ara, the Gemara over there has two deyas about this. It's an ikadam, the two lishnas in the Gemara define test about whether or not she can use lechatchila. Gemara here doesn't seem to be concerned about that. But the Gemara line, one line goes like, well, you have to work, make it work in all the mandamim, right? Our Gemara is going to bring a machlekes whether or not by our Mishnah it's tetz or lo tetz. So that the Gemara was bothered by it. But what was bothered by it, right? What are you going to do with the mandamim that says lo tetz? right? But the Gemara doesn't seem to be concerned about the other man, the Amor, there in the Fayintes. Okay. It's a Bam Kasha, but it's just a horror. Okay, Frektik, okay. So the Gemara says that explains why the Mishnah Ayintes, Kedyasha, doesn't make it into our list. Frektik, Gemara, Vayika, Get Kerech. We spoke earlier about the concept of Get Kerech. Also, even more recently, of Peyala. So there we have a Get Kerech, which also had a Psul, because it's missing. Kerech means it's bald, but it's missing some of the signatures of what it needs to have. The Gemara answers, Hasam Havlad Mamzer Hachavlad Kasha. So now the Gemara gives the opposite answer. That Mishnah is more severe. Get Yashan was less severe. It was more kal. It's more lenient. Over there, you can do the Chatchila. Here, you can't get mad at the Chatchila. The din of Get Kerech was more severe. The din of the Get Kerech is not only is it possible, but the Vlad will actually be a Mamzer. So if the woman got married with this Get, the kids from the second marriage will be a mamzer. But hacha, vlad kasha. Now, in our mission, it says in the furish, that even though the get is possible, the children from the second marriage will not be mamzer. So the Gemara says, okay, anicha Rabbi Meir, that's all good lafi shita, Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir's general shita is that when you use a get possible, when you did something wrong, and you didn't listen to the way the chacham said to do it, so not only the get is so possible that the kids become mamzer. So then, very good, you'll say that mission of the kids are mamzer, which is more severe. Our Mishnah, the kids are not mamzer. El Rabbanon, Ma'ikil Meimar. But according to the Rabbanon, what are you going to say? The Rabbanon hold that even over there, and any time when you change what's called Mishanah Mateh Shetav HaChachamim. See, it's in parentheses. I didn't read it because in parentheses. But that's the Machlokes. Any time when you do something a little bit off, you didn't listen to what the Chachamim said exactly. Batsam Etzakash Get Mideraisa. But you didn't follow the instructions that the rabbis wanted. So that's a Machlokes. Or Meir the Chachamim. Meir says if you Mishanah. Apostle, the kids are mamzer. Chachamim say the kids are not mamzer. So, Get Kerech is an example of that. So, according to the Chachamim, by Get Kerech, the kids are not mamzer. So, the Fidah Chachamim, why is it not mentioned in our Mishnah? Just like over there, the kids are not mamzer. Over here, the kids are not mamzer. El Larbonim, it's more of a question. Larbonim, Ma'ikil Meimar. Gemara answers, Hasam, Teitze, Hacha, Lo Teitze. Gemara says, right in here, right now it's going to the flip side, what we said before. Because again, here we're trying to make our Mishnah less stringent. So we're saying over there it's more stringent. Why? Because over there, it's true, the kids are not mamzerim, but once you get married to the second, even if after you got married to the second guy, we'll make you get divorced. As opposed to over here, you don't have to get divorced. According to the Ma'adamar, it says over here, you have to be teitzeh, ma'ikla meimar. What are you going to say? It's the exact same din. The din of get kerech, and the din over here is that there's no mamzerim, but you have to be teitzeh. Says the Gemara, our Mishnah is not talking about a get makusha. We spoke out over there, the different type ways of writing a get. There's the classic way where we have a piece of paper you write on the front and you sign at the bottom. Then there's something called get makusha, where you have a paper which has folds in it and you write on the inside and on the outside. That's called a get makusha. Within the world of get makusha, you could have something called a get kereach. That means a get makusha that went bad. So okay, our Mishnah is talking about regular Gittim. We're talking about the regular Shtaos that are written to get Pashut, but it's called to get Pashut. We're not discussing get Makusha. So even though technically it would fit the bill, but it doesn't fit the bill for a different reason, because it's a get Makusha. We still have other questions. Vayika, Shalom Malchus. We also had the case of Shalom Malchus. Also the Mishnah there in Ayin Tes told us that if you write for the wrong Malchus, it gets ruined, the get is possible. So that should be in our list of our Mishnah. The Gemara says, Hatam teitzei achalot teitzei. Again, the same terrace. Over there, it's more severe because you have to get divorced from the second husband. Over here, you don't. Hanik lamadam achalot teitzei. Lamadam teitzei marikla meber. That only works if you say in our Mishnah, it's lo teitzei. Lamadam is a teitzei. What are you going to do? The Gemara says, no problem. Moki lo kidr bi meir. You'll have to establish that our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Meir. Says the Gemara, we'll have to conceive. We can't make it work in everybody. We're going to go, in other words, our Mishnah is going, basically, it's Shitas Rebbe Meir. And what does Rebbe Meir hold? V'hasam havlad mamzer, hacha havlad kasher. So a very simple answer, we tried to say before, is that in that case, even though it's true that in both halachas, both in the case of Shalom Malchus, and in our case, the din is teitzeh, but over there the halacha is that the vlad is mamzer, and over here, the halacha is that the vlad is not mamzer. Only over there, not over here. Okay, which, by the way, begs the question, why is that? Why is the Vlad not Ma'am? I just said before in the Gemara, in the parentheses here, brought it, that Shitas Reb Meir is called Mishana Mimatei Shetav HaChachamim HaVlad Mamzer. So that Stamzai begs the question, why is it over here that the Vlad is not Mamzer? What?
It's two possible. Ein mechatir galizo or tabiado
tabiado.
Right, very good. So, yeah, so this is what Tosis asked this kash on Dav Gimel Amud Beis. And Tosis says, even though she does Rebbeinu's Kol Mashab and Shalat HaChachomim, Rebbeinu Tam says, first of all, you skip the first part, which is very important to Kudah. Rebbeinu Tam there says that the Hachoyan Utaimah Dav Lad Kosher, the Kach Hayahamat Beya, Shelo Yupal, that's a little bit of a yeshiva sheteretz, right? It's like turning a question into a teretz. Right? What was the question? Shita's Remeir is, whenever you switch, you're from Mishanah and Deshul Chavim, so then the get is possible. The get is possible and the kids are Mamzer. I, over here, you have a case of the get is possible and the kids are not Mamzer. Says Tosos, that was the Matbeya. The Matbeya was that it's not going to possible the kids. Right? The way they instituted this Gezer was that if you're Mishanah, the kids aren't possible. Normally, Chazal say you have to do the right, you switch to the kids are puzzled. Here, a chelek of the matbeah was that if you're Mishana, here the kids won't be mamzer. So that's really answering that question. You're answering a different question, which is another basic question, which is, at the end of the day, we know that Chita's Rav Meir is that Eidei Chasima Karsi. So in other words, there are two separate questions, there are two very fundamentally... Two very fundamental, slightly good questions, but they're two separate questions. Again, the first question is, again, our Gemara is just coming out, it's all Pashup Shah, right? But the Gemara is coming out that our Mishnah here, the Tanakhama, is Shitas Rabbi Meir. In other places, which are not mentioned in our Mishnah, the Vlad is Mamzer, like in the case of Shalom Malchus, where you're Mishana the Malchus, and therefore didn't make it to our list, because there the Vlad is Mamzer, here the Vlad is not Mamzer. So I'm asking, Tosis Gash, why is the Vlad not Mamzer? The mayor has a general klal whenever you're Mishana, the Vlad's Mamzer. So that's Tosis' first tirade. Said, no, here the Chelek Lamatbeya was, it won't be a Mamzer. Okay, everywhere else, if you change it, is here, part of the Mabeya is it won't be a Mamzer. Then there's another kasha. We know that Chita's Reb Meir is Eidei Chasima Karsi. So if Eidei Chasima Karsi, how do you explain our Mishnah here? You don't have Eidei Chasima. Okay, in the second case, you have Eidei, Seder. But in cases number one, case number three, we'll have to see. But let's it depends on how the Gemara learns case number three. But case number one, for sure, there are no Eidim. So what happened to Eidei Chasima Karsi? That's what you're bringing with those before. And there Tosfos has his Yesod that Eidei, that it's Kamei Eidim Dami.
That's
Rashi. So the Shaila is, one second, that's Tosfos over there. The Tosfos over there on Dav Gimel. Yeah, so the Shaila is, what does Rashi hold? So the Rashi uses that Lashon by us, the Bach takes it out. Okay, now why does the Bach take it out? Because there's a little bit of a problem here in Rashi. That again, now I'm learning up to now, I was really push up Shaila and the Gemara, just speaking out a little bit of Tosis. Okay, our mission of the Gemara is coming out right now is Shitas Rav Meir. The Tanakhama is Rav Meir. And then get back to the question we asked before. So our mission, according to the Maskanas of our Gemara right now, is presenting a Machlekes Rav Meir and Rav Elazar, which is the machlekes of Rav Elazar about Eidei Masir Karsi, Eidei Chasima Karsi, Be'etzem. And we have to figure out, if there's no Eidei Chasima, how does it work with Rav Meir? The problem is that Rashi, in the Mishnah, starts off, Haitana Lav Kirabi Meir, Sfirli. Rashi, the first Rashi in the Mishnah says that our Mishnah is not Rabbi Meir. It does not hold Rabbi Meir. And Tosfos attacks Rashi, how could you say that? The Gemara just says that it is. The Gemara says, so therefore, there's a question how to learn Rashi. Rashi later afterwards brings in the Nidav Me'edim, which works in Shitas Rav Meir. So it's a question exactly how to learn Rashi. That's just the Ha'ar of Rashi. It's like a big key issue. Let's go weiter. Okay, so we've explained why our Mishnah does not mention these other cases, which seem to fit the bill of Gittin, which are Psulim in the Rabban. Okay, so we're coming out that our Mishnah Shitas Rav Meir. Most Gittim Psulim have a Psul Mamzer. Our Mishnah does not have a Psul Mamzer, and that was a special part of the Takana, that there's no Mamzer over here. This comes along the Gemara. We mirror this question on the Mishnah. Minyana Dereisha Lemutei Mai, Minyana Deseif Lemutei Mai. The Gemara is saying, first of all, whenever we have a Minyan, whenever the Mishnah says a Klal or a Minyan, the three things, so the Gemara very often will assume that it's coming to include something not on the list. a klal will include other things and a number will exclude. Right? So it's saying these three will be to the exclusion of other ones. So that's number one. And then we have to figure out why to say it twice. We have two minyanim in the resh, in the Mishnah. We have the resh and the seif. So the Gemara says, minyana deresha lamutihana de'amara. That's easy. The minyana deresha is coming to exclude all the cases we just mentioned. Not the malchus, right? Not the ked of your kirech, b'chulim. Minyana deseif, what do you do with minyana deseif? Minyana deseif, lamute, hotetan is coming to be made this brisa. Hamevi get, medina sayam, nasnula, below amrla, b'fanenechtem, also a very important brisa, which we saw in, all brises are important, but it's a yusaita stick, it comes up a lot in the first parak. Yeah, this price itself is brought in the first parak. That someone who brings the get, we know, we bring the get within a sayam, the first mission of Masech, you have to say b'vanechtem b'fanenechtem. So what happens if the shliach brings it, and he does not say b'vanechtem b'fanenechtem, so the halach is yoytzi v'avlad mamzer divrei rav Meir. Meir says she has to get divorced, and whatever children she had with the second husband are mamzerim. He's not really a husband, I guess, right? Because they weren't. She was never divorced from the first guy. The Chachamim hold the Vlad mamzer. Chachamim hold the Vlad is not a mamzer. Kate said, "Yase yitlenu heimena v'yachser v'yitnenu lo b'fnei shnayim v'yomer v'nechtam v'nechtam." Chachamim say the Vlad is not a mamzer. Now, how do you fix up this get? You have to take it back and deliver the get again. So Rashi explains. So the minyana of the seif is coming la fuke this, says Rashi, the hacha havlad mamzer kirib meir, bashmina masisin, the brisa mitaretzti. The Mishnah is coming to tell you that brisa, which says that according to Reb Meir, the kids are mamzer, it's a good brisa. Da filu keagav, the mashvila Reb Meir, mamzer. That even in such a case, Reb Meir will hold the kids of mamzer. Now, not only a case where you actually did something wrong with the get, where you didn't write the shei malchus, even if you had a regular perfect get, and it's just that you didn't say b'fanenechtam, in that case will also be a din of the case will be mamzerim. And that's why the Mishnah is emphasizing again, this Mishnah, these cases which mentioned in the Mishnah, are gitim psulin, and the vlad will be kosher. As opposed to the din of Reb Meir, by b'fanenechtam, that if you didn't say b'fanenechtam, when you delivered the get, the case will be mamzerim. So it's coming to clarify that. Which is really, could be alluding to what Tosis is saying, but Tosis asks, it's a little bit funny, like, why is the minyana deresha coming to exclude a whole bunch of cases, like get kereach and the shemalchus, and over there, we have a special one for that din of v'fanenechtam v'fanenechtam. Why is that? Why does it get its own, like, why not just put it with the first one? They're all the same yusod. All those other cases, except for the get yashan was because there was more lenient, but the other cases were also Vlad is Mamzer, the way we came out. The other case are Vlad Mamzer. So this is just beyond the list. Why does it have its own case of Minyana? So Tosus points out, because there's a much bigger Chiddush here. Tosus the Ramasla Minyana de Seifa, Tosus says, Rabbeinu Yitzchak Oimer, Da'ach Reis Etzricha Mi'uta L'chud, Lefi Sheyesh Takana Afilu Reb Meir, Afilu L'chadchila L'inasei, Sheyuchal Litlo Heimena, L'litlo Kaidim Nisuin. So it needs a special miut, because that case of Vanechtav, there is a takana for it. Right? In other words, this same get, you could have done it 100% lechatchila. All you had to do, even if you gave it in the wrong way, you could have just taken it back and give it to her again. And yet the kid's mom's when you didn't do it. I think it's a bigger chiddush, right? It's a bigger chiddush. That even though the psul is not in the get, you could have done a lechatchila. You could have fixed this up lechatchila. Still, the kids will be mamzer. That might be what Rashi means. The afilu ki aygav the mashal rebeir mamzer. Even in that case, when you would think like the get is, it's totally fine to get. You just forgot to say something, and you could fix it up. No, even there, the kids will be mamzer. Okay, shkoyach. I can't.